So I was talking to Richard during the break, and I said I wish I had spoken to Miguel beforehand and asked him to not give out, you know, square meters and euros, and, you know, done a little more of a dollar conversion. And Richard says something like, you know, Americans are, what was the word you used?
Arrogant.
And I said, I embrace that fact. We should be. No, I'm half kidding, of course. But I do want to, I read a headline in the LA Times, but I do want to mention, I did a quip that I heard Bill Maher on the radio last week. And I made sure to attribute it to him so no one got mad at me. And I said he was a Democrat, but I don't think he is a Democrat. I think he was originally a Libertarian. So I don't know what he's registered as, but I do know he hates Donald Trump. So I know he's certainly more of a Democrat than a Republican, but I think he might be a Libertarian. But he made a joke about Kamala Harris, which I thought was funny. Okay, so the LA Times, I didn't mention last week, October 7th, the anniversary of a medieval massacre against Israeli citizens, American citizens, various people. And you read the LA Times, and on that day, October 7th, there wasn't one headline saying it was the anniversary of this massacre, a medieval massacre. I have a friend whose brother is a rabbi in Israel. He's a childhood friend from seventh grade. And of course they have like tons of kids, and he tells me, and you know, you've read about it, it's not as if all Israelis are peace-loving and haven't committed some atrocities of their own against Palestinians, but it's more rogue people. It's not, we can get into a whole argument about that, about the Israeli government. But there's some rogue people that have committed violence. But what happened October 7th was just so beyond the pale, and it just is remarkable to me that on the anniversary of that day, looking at the Los Angeles Times, not one headline mentioned the massacre. And a lot of times they'll say, oh yeah, 1,200 people were killed. You know, they don't elaborate that they were tortured, that they were raped, mutilated in front of relatives, and then captured and then killed. I mean, just when it happened, I was hoping that Israel could do something else other than going into Gaza to root out Hamas. I was hoping they could do something surgical, which they've done of late with the leaders. But it just struck me on October 7th. I didn't have time to bring it up on that date, that there was just no headline, you know, and all these, you know, I'm totally support if you want to be against a war, you want to march against the war. But I don't understand why all the chants aren't release the hostages, stop the war. Release the hostages, cease fire. Release the hostages should be the first at any protest. That should be the first thing said. No matter how much you hate what Israel has done in this war, no matter how much you hate it, I don't love it, but you got to start the chant with release the hostages. You got to acknowledge that. And that's a shame that I don't see that. I'm sure they have, but anyway, I didn't actually think I was going to get into it that far, but since I'm on this roll, I did print something out a while ago. As of January 2023, the world's core Jewish population was estimated to be 15.7 million, which is about 0.2% of the world's population, 0.2%. Israel has the largest core Jewish population with 7.2 million. So it's almost half the world population of 15.7 million as of January 2023. 7.2 million are in Israel. followed by the United States with 6.3 million Jews, almost as much as Israel. So between Israel and the United States, that's 13.5 million, which is 86% of the total world population of 15.7 million. Crazy. And when you go down from there, you know, less than 500,000 in France, 400,000 in Canada, 300,000 in United Kingdom, Argentina, 170,000, Russia, 130,000, Australia, 117,000, Germany, 125,000. I don't know how many in Portugal. So anyway, it's good to be a minority. It's good to be hated by everybody. That's a great feeling. So getting back to the LA Times, most liberal editorial staff, they actually had a headline regarding last week's topic where property manager, landlord Ron Wolf came on to talk about why you should vote no on Prop 33, which is rent control. And here's another reason why you should vote against Prop 33. The most liberal editorial staff in the country, the LA Times, over the weekend wrote that you should vote no on Prop 33. It could worsen the housing shortage. Allowing it without guardrails could create unintended consequences. That's the LA Times. And because people, you could make the rent control so restrictive that no developer could ever afford to build another apartment building. That's my two cents. I don't know what that is in euros. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.